Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony?
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing well. My representative, Tara, asked me to jump on the line with you. She was asking about a Google AdWords campaign to cover St. Pete, Clearwater, Tampa, and Hillsborough County, basically. Did you have any questions outside of just this?
No, like, Paige had already called me, and I kind of was deciding to go with them.
Right.
But your assistant was telling me that they only do within your zip code, which they didn't tell me that. I didn't know that.
So they do local SEO services. So local SEO is pretty local, you know. I mean, it could probably cover, you know, 10 to 15 miles. It's not necessarily just your zip code. But it's hit or miss, you know, like you show for some keywords and probably not others with SEO. How do we know that? Well, we started out as an SEO company in 2004, and we're very familiar with PageHub, so been doing this for a long time. The only way to really ensure that you're going to be in the service areas that you're requesting would be to do Google Ads or a pay-per-click campaign or Google Guarantee, which is pay-per-lead, but those end up being a bit more expensive. And so if you're just looking for the cheapest price, then, you know, sticking with what you have with PageHub is probably the best bet if you're just looking for the lowest rate. If you're looking for higher volume and actually showing up in those areas, then, you know, you'd be looking at a Google Ads campaign. If we just do the Google Ads campaign, they have a starting budget of $300, and you can kind of increase it at your own discretion from there. We like to start small, evaluate it, and see what's working, what's not working specifically for you, and then obviously customize the campaign and continue to fine-tune it as we go so we have the exact formula that works for your business. And then you can obviously expand it from there if you want to spend more per click or cover more areas. That's at your own discretion there. We do give you full access to the analytics so you can see everything we're doing for you and where the leads and jobs are coming from. And then if you wanted to leave PageHub altogether, have us do your local listing and a Google ad, you know, now you're looking at about $4.99 on a month-to-month basis. We do $1.99 for our local listings as well. So, you know, I mean, you'd be looking at $4.99 on a month-to-month basis to ensure that you're covering the service area that you're looking to target. But from a return on investment perspective, I mean, the guys that are working in this area, I mean, just a service call, you know, they charge to show up. So it's like, if we just bring you a couple service calls throughout the month, it'll pay for it easily. Probably the first one. So, do you have any questions on any of this?
No, it's just PageHub didn't tell me what yours was.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I mean, we don't lie to people. Our calls are recorded by Google. You know, if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google Building One, we're right across the street from them here in SoCal. So, you know, we can't. Yeah, but I know some other SEO companies. You know, they tell you, you know, I guarantee you're going to get these many jobs. You know, I've heard crazy stories. You know, Google partners can't even guarantee you jobs unless you're doing the Google Guarantee program. But even then, they don't guarantee you jobs. They just guarantee you the leads, you know, and that you're going to be on the first page. And then they guarantee the customers that we did a background check on you, and then, you know, we'll insure your work for up to $2,000 of damages if something happens. But I know there's a lot of companies out there that'll, you know, I hear it every day where they, you know, say, oh, you know, you're going to cover, you know, 50 miles, just pay us $199. And, you know, we'll put you up there for 20 keywords, you know. And then after a couple months, they're either not showing at all or, you know, they're showing up for just one keyword in like a local area and all the other ones are not up there, you know. So be leery of that.
Yeah, how does that keyword thing work?
You ever heard of Google Analytics? Yeah, Google Analytics, it's a public public platform. It lets you see if you're in a service-based industry like an HVAC contractor, you can actually see like how many searches are being done in an industry or area. So, like, you might think, hey, I want to show Clearwater, Tampa, all Hillsborough County. And then you get into the Google Analytics and you look up how many times people have looked up HVAC contractor, and you might go, I actually don't want to be in those areas. There's not a lot of traffic there. Or, you know, you might be spot on and they're great areas, you know. But I think what it does is the Google Analytics and the keyword searches, they stop us from guessing. A lot of business owners guess. Like, I think, hey, this is a good area. You know, I'm going to be in this area. I want to be in that area. Versus the analytics are showing you actually what people are doing, what the search trends are. And so that prevents us from guessing when it comes to getting our clients' phone ringing. So we give you about 15 keywords that we could list you for at a time, but we get in that analytics system, and we also give our clients access to the analytics system so they could see it too. And if they want to adjust their keywords, you know, we adjust it for you guys.
So, who else is going to call me? Because they just caught me first, and you guys just caught me a couple minutes ago.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to keep calling me.
Yeah.
Try to tell me something better than the last person.
I don't know who's going to call you. I mean, there's a lot of SEO companies out there, you know. There's a lot of Google partners, too.
But you said the difference between you and PageHub is an SEO, you said?
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner. So if you go to, like, google.com/partners, and they'll have, like, the actual people who are Google partners. Google has that site so that you can verify that you're actually working with the Google partner instead of just an SEO company, or, you know, they don't want other companies like that making money. SEO, it stands for Search Engine Optimization. So it's not a bad service. I mean, you still should have some type of SEO or online marketing. If they were performing to the max capacity, it would probably be even better than paying per lead with HomeAdvisor, because HomeAdvisor by Angie's List uses SEO tactics, but they do work with Google directly. They do Google advertising all over the United States because they're a very large company, so their contract is done directly with Google. But all they do is resell you leads that they get off of their placement that's on the first page of the Google search results. If you type in HVAC in Tampa and you scroll down, you'll see underneath the Google Places guys, there's Angie's List, top 10 best HVAC, and then there's HomeAdvisor in there too. They're owned by the same company. So they just get a lead off Google, sell it to you for $30, $40, $50, and then they'll sell it to like 3 or 4 other guys on their list, and then they charge you even if you don't get the job. So you're going in the right direction having SEO, even if you're just starting out in your local area. But Google Ads is going to be the most effective for you to actually get up there, because, you know, Acree Plumbing, Air and Electric, and Services, you know, Caldeco, Air Conditioning and Heating. I mean, these guys are all just a lot bigger companies with a bunch of reviews and a track record, you know. So doing SEO, it's going to be real hard for you to really even compete with those guys at all. Like, pretty much redundant. Like, you don't even show in your own zip code, actually, even right now, with the SEO company that you have. So it's like, if you're not on page one, you're going to miss out on 90% of opportunities. There's basically no point in doing it, you know? I know it's not something
you probably...
Do you see
my business at all on there, or not yet?
On the first page, no, not at all. Not even for the 33604 zip code. But I think if you look up your business name, maybe you have a Google business profile. Here, let me check it out. Tampa, Florida. Yeah, you have I think this is you. 813, I don't know. Oh, actually, no, it's not. Well, I don't know. Do you have this number, 928-9540? That's not the number that we called you on. Yeah, these people are out of Temple Terrace. It's called Sims AC Sales and Service. Temple Terrace, Florida. That's what comes up when I look up your business name. Yeah, so you don't even have a Google Business profile. And I typed in Tampa, Florida, too. The only thing that comes up when people try to look up your business name is your Home Advisor by Angie's List listing. But if I click on that and try to call you, they're going to charge you a lead fee just to get my number. Like, people don't have any way to look you up and just call you directly. So that's kind of why you want the Google Business profile verified. That should have been the first thing your SEO company tried to do, though. Did you ever get, like, a little postcard in the mail from Google, a little 5-digit number on the back of it?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, it's called your PIN verification letter. That's the first thing you should do just to even have your business profile exist. How long have you been working with that company?
What, PageHub?
Yeah, PageHub.
I mean, I just talked to them Friday.
Oh,
okay. They said they were going to make me a website. They probably haven't done it yet.
Yeah, no, maybe? Definitely not. Well, that makes sense, though, because the Google PIN is going to take like 5 to 7 business days. So if you just start it on the 15th, then yeah, you probably won't even get the PIN in the mail until maybe like Friday or maybe even Monday or Tuesday next week at the latest, like the 25th or the 26th. So you have a lot of time before you'll even get listed. But if you just started Friday, you're still in your rescission period. I mean, if you're not confident in that service, or if you're feeling like you want to show up more than just your, I mean, honestly, you're probably not going to get listed for your local area. You'd have to do like Google Ads or something really to gain any kind of traffic. You know, you could still leave them, though, is what I was saying. You usually have a 3-day right of rescission period on any marketing and advertising. You could either go through your bank or call them directly for that, and you can back out of it. But I wouldn't recommend just doing a $199 local listing when you got companies like Caldeco Air Conditioning, 3HAC, and REM Air Conditioning of Tampa up there. You're trying to compete with them. You're starting a Google Business profile from scratch. I mean, it's not a bad idea to start working on it, but it's not something you're going to see any results from for a long time. You got a lot of work to do, you know, to build up to that point of being on the first page through local SEO. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad idea to get started on, but I just wouldn't expect any kind of like significant results from like PageHub anytime soon. Yeah, if you do Google Ads, you have a sponsored. So you see those guys that say sponsored next to it, or like Google Guarantee. You know, those ones are different. You're paying per lead or you're paying per click. We get those up and running really quickly, you know, and then you'll be able to see results, you know, within the first month easily. Like, it would take us about a week just to get it all up and running and verified and posted up there. And so,
but you said that's like 500, 600.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it with local SEO too, then you're gonna spend $499. If you do it with just the Google ad by itself, then you know it's a starting budget of $300, and then it can go up from there. Like, and service a lot's like $1,500 monthly to their Google Ads campaign, but that's a much larger company. You know, you want to start with about 300. Target areas that we know are getting high traffic, and then obviously use that to turn over jobs. The return on investment's really high in your industry, Anthony. I mean, $300 over the course of a month, if that brings in like 5 to 10 clients, then it's a good ROI. Yeah, but I just feel like you're being a little...
300, that's going to what exactly?
That's the Google Ads. You see where it says sponsored right there on the first page? If you type in HVAC contractor or just HVAC repair, HVAC installation, any of those keywords, you'll see the sponsor guy show up first at the very top.
And this is just search regular Google or search Maps?
Yeah, just regular Google. You don't want to put Maps in there. Just regular Google search. You'll see sponsor at the top. The ones at the very top are Google Guarantee, so those guys are paying per lead. We can put you into Google Guarantee too if you like, but you still have to get that verification done through them. So, if through them or through us, but you got to get verified. That's the first step. I mean, hopefully PageHub's actually sent that out to you, that PIN verification. With Google Ads, we don't need your Google Business profile or access to it or to verify it. We can just run the Google ad on its own, create a whole ad campaign for you.
Oh, I see where it says sponsor.
Yeah, so you'll have one of those. It'll say Sims HVAC LLC. And then we got to start building up your reviews as we go, but...
It says Google Guarantee.
Yeah, the Google Guarantee guys are the ones that are doing pay-per-lead. The ones that just say regular sponsored next to it are the pay-per-click campaigns. So the Google Ads campaigns. So, you know...
So with PageHub doing for me, my life, none of those.
Yeah, it's none of that. I mean, even your Google Places placements, like, underneath where it says businesses, I mean, that would be, like, the best-case scenario for local SEO, but, I mean, they're not going to be able to outperform the guys that are already there now. You know what I'm saying? So, I know they say, like... Yeah, of course. You know, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension?
Yeah, if I could just do it directly,
that'd be good. Yeah, I'll send it over to you. I feel bad, like, having to break the news to you, but I just feel like they just are very misleading. Same with HomeAdvisor, though. I mean, if you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, those guys are kind of crooks, too. They sell the same lead to, like, 10 different people, and there's a bunch of, like, Federal Trade Commission reports of the business owners getting all pissed off because they're paying lead fees and not actually getting work from what they're paying for, you know? So you want to be real careful with your advertising budget when you're new, you know? You want to burn through it with the wrong company.
So you're John?
Yeah, I'm the director here.
Gotcha. I got your text.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, touch base with them and then, you know, give me a call back. Google Ads and Google Guarantee, I mean, I could sign you up when you're ready, so just let me know.
Sounds good, John. Thank you very much. I'll definitely call you back.
All right, have a great day.
Oh, what's your hours of operation?
We're 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, so it's 10 to 7 your time.
10 to 7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still just getting started. It's almost 10 o'clock here.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.